عز وجل.
الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. We welcome all of you, those who are listening, those who are present over the airwaves, live streaming on television. We greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace. May the peace, the mercy and the blessings of Allah be upon each and every one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We continue our series titled Nubala Hawla al-Mustafa, The Noble Ones Around the Chosen One. Snapshots and anecdotes from the inspirational lives of outstanding people who are in the company of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We have touched upon the household of Sumayya, which was the first family to embrace Islam, the inspirational examples of that little shepherd boy, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who became the model reciter of the Quran, the affluent youth who became the pragmatic envoy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mus'ab ibn Umair, who paved the way for Muslims to migrate to Medina and became the first ambassador in the history of Islam. And tonight we focus on the first one who called the Ummah to prayer, Bilal ibn Rabah. Sayyidina Bilal was born in Makkah to slave parents who were of Ethiopian origin. He lived as a slave, and it was said, كان يعيش عيشة الرقيق لا حق له في يومه ولا أمل له في غدا. He passed his day as a slave with neither rights in the present nor hope for the future. He was a slave of a cruel person by the name of Umayyah bin Khalaf, who when Sayyidina Bilal embraced Islam, threw him naked on burning sand at the hottest time of the day and placed heavy rocks on him and have people taunt him and kick him in public. Umayyah bin Khalaf, he said, أن شمس هذا اليوم لن تغرب إلا ويغرب معها إسلام هذا العبد. He says, the sun will not go down today until this slave's faith will go down and disappear. Despite the torture, Sayyidina Bilal would not utter allegiance to the idols Allat and Uzza. And he said, إِنَّ لِسَانِي لَا يُحَسِّنُ. To say allegiance to these idols does not sound good on my tongue. At this time of being overwhelmed by his attackers, he merely repeated the words, أَحَدٌ 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 أَحَدٌ. One, Allah is one, Allah is one. In fact, those who tortured him, they say, قَدْ تَعِبْنَا مِنْ تَعَذِيبِ حَتَّى لَكَأَنَّنَا نَحْنُ الْمُعَذِّبُونَ. We felt so tired of torturing him to the extent that we felt we were being tortured while we tortured him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu to free Bilal. And he went to Umayyah bin Khalaf and he said, whatever the cost, and he paid the cost to free the slave. And Umayyah bin Khalaf mockingly and sarcastically said, بِاللَّهِ وَالْعُزَّى, he swears by the idols, اللَّهِ وَالْعُزَّى, لَوْ أَبَيْتَ إِلَّا أَن تَشْتَرِيهُ بِأَوْقِيَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ لَبَعْتَكُ بِهَا. Even if you give me one coin, I would have freed him. So he thought it would make a mockery of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. So Abu Bakr replied, وَاللَّهِ لَأَبَيْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا مِئَ أُخِيَةٍ لَدَفَعْتُوهَا. No, the joke is on you. Had you charged me 100 times the price, I would have paid it nonetheless. Bilal accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on every expedition that the Prophet went on. And when the Prophet entered Makkah with the Muslim army, and don't forget the Muslims were ostracized, victimized, attacked after Badr and Uhud and Ahzab and all of that,
when the Muslims came and entered Mecca. And as the historians document and report of this magnificent entry into Mecca, in fact the British historian Stanley Poole said, when Muhammad entered Mecca, no tree was cut down, no water was polluted, no elderly person was humiliated, no house was destroyed, no woman insulted. He said, through all the annals of conquest, there's no triumphant entry comparable to this one, unquote. So in that entry which the historians write about, that the Rasul entered Mecca, and on his side were two men. And the people, the arrogant ones of Quraysh, we heard, Inna Allah la yuhibbu man kana mukhtalan fakhura. Allah does not love those who are boastful, vainglorious, and arrogant. And they were exactly that. And they said to one another, they couldn't believe the slave who they tortured and this Muhammad who they removed from Mecca. They said, who are these two? Al Aswad al Aftas. Who are these two black, round nosed, flat nosed people in their arrogance? And historians document, رَأَيْنَا الرَّسُولِ لَدْخُلْ مَكَّةَ فَوْزًا. We saw Muslim Muhammad Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم enter Mecca victorious. وَعَنْ يَمِينِهِ بِلَالِ بْنِ رَبَاحِ وَعَنْ يَسَارِهِ أُسَامَ بِنْ زَيْدٍ. And when he entered, there were two black people, young people on his side as his guards. On one side was Bilal, and on the other, Usama bin Zayd. And you can imagine the scene when Bilal stood on the shoulders of the Rasul, breaking the idols and reciting the verses. The Rasul said, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقًا. Proclaim the truth, that the truth has arrived, and falsehood shall perish, because falsehood by its very nature is bound to perish. The Prophet then said to Bilal, get atop the Kaaba and call the Adhan to the city of Mecca. And these chiefs, they watched in amazement, and the Rasul said, إن الله قد أذهب عنكم نخوة الجاهلية وتعظمها بالأباء الناس من آدم وآدم من تراب. He said, Allah has wiped out, removed your notion of superiority and of supremacy and your arrogance of ancestry. People are all children of Adam, and Adam was made from dust. And then Bilal gave the Adhan. And after the Prophet passed on, Bilal did not give the Adhan. And he said, إني لا أؤذن لأحد بعد رسول الله. I do not wish to give Adhan for anyone other than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, he left and died in Syria 10 years after the Prophet passed on. But he did on two occasions, according to some historians, he did give Adhan two times. Once in Medina at the request of Hassan and Hussein, the Prophet's grandson, and once at the request of Sayyidina Umar in Syria. When Bilal was asked about his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, يَخْرُجْنِي مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَمِنَ الرِّقِّ إِلَى الْحُرِّيَّةِ. He said, I love the Prophet. This man, he brought me from darkness to light. He brought me from slavery to freedom. The Muslims in the first battle of Badr, were outnumbered, as you know, insignificant in number. 313 ill-equipped against an army of 1,000 strong. I always say, it's like Lesotho going to war with China. And the rallying call of the outnumbered Muslim army at the Battle of Badr against the arrogant and haughty forces who were filling the horizon, what was the call? They repeated the words of Bilal when he was tortured, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad, as they went into battle. That very cry of the former slave Bilal became the motto and the rallying cry of the believers at the most crucial fight in the history of the Ummah. If the Muslims was his brother, we wouldn't be here today. Allah knows best. When Bilal was later praised in his life, he used to say, Innama ana habashiyu alladhi kuntu bil amsi abada. He said, I'm only an Ethiopian who recently was a slave. Bilal's life and example provides a lesson for people of his time and for people of all times. The measure of a person is not the color, nor the nationality, nor the social status, but the human dignity and the moral commitment of a person. Bilal left no progeny. He left no children that we know of, and no wealth that we know of. But five times a day, there is a spiritual memorial remembering Bilal's call to prayer. Every day from every minaret of every mosque in the world, we hear the adhan that he first gave. So much so that in the mosques of the world, and even in Cape Town in particular, in this southernmost tip of Africa, when the adhan goes off, people say, "Di Bilal bang." Bilal indeed was Mu'adhin al-Islam wa Muz'aj al-Asnam, the destroyer of idols, the caller to prayer. Little wonder the Prophet said of this one whom Umayyah bin Khalaf thought not worthy of ascent is worthy of paradise, which can be bought with all the money in the world. And Rasulullah said about Bilal in authentic hadith, Bilal ibn Rabah, رجل من أهل الجنة. Surely Bilal is the people of paradise. May Allah join us with him and learn the lessons of equality and humility and commitment from his life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.